I'm Todd Zwillick. John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji are away today, but Catherine Lamfer is joining me today. She's here. Well, as we all know, Congress is debating the big stimulus plan, but we want to know what you really need. How should stimulus money be spent? Does your town need a new bridge? Does your family need a new car? I bet they do. Tell us where you live and what you need. Call us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Do they need a new car? I mean, we're getting perilously close to just paint my house. Don't think of that as part of the stimulus package. Okay, Todd, you know that this week and every week lately, it has been all about the numbers.
$40 billion here, $40 billion there.
3.6 million jobs.
$650 million.
11.2%.
$495.
More than 11.5 million people are now out of work.
These numbers demand action.
Whew, these numbers make me dizzy. What does it really mean that we have the worst unemployment rate in 16 years or that December saw the worst job loss since 1974? We need numbers, obviously, to paint an accurate picture of life around us, but they can be tricky. And to help us, we're going to turn now to economist Andrew Dilnot. He's the former host of a BBC show called More or Less. It was all about numbers. And he's the co-author of The Numbers Game, the common sense guide to understanding numbers in the news, in politics, and in life. Hey, Andrew, good to have you on.
It's great to be with you.
Well, let's start with the unemployment stats that came out on Friday. 598,000 jobs were cut, the most in 34 years, but numbers like that don't necessarily take into account other numbers like population growth, right?
Absolutely. So we love headlines that say there's a record, and I'm a journalist too, and it's terribly tempting to go for the record. But saying that it's the largest number of jobs that have been lost in 34 years, well, that's true. But I checked this morning to see what's happened to the US population in the last 34 years, and it's risen by just more than 40%. So it's not an intelligible way of comparing what's going on. The right way to compare it is the unemployment rate, which is now up at 7.6%, and that's high, but it's not remarkably high. It was higher than that in 1993 at 7.8%, in 1982 at 10.8%, in 1975 at 9%. So in the period since we saw as many job losses, 598,000, as we saw last time, in fact, the unemployment rate's been higher than that three times. It's the unemployment rate we should look at, which takes into account the size of the population, not the numbers, however dramatic the numbers sound.
I was just going to say, Andrew, I know that you want us to know that numbers are beautiful, but once you go past, I'd say, one or two statistics, my mind blanks out.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the trouble with numbers, that too often we present numbers in ways that are difficult to understand. Most people in the UK and the US don't even know how many zeros there are in a billion. They've no idea what a number means once it's bigger than the value of their house. So one of the tricks that we tend to try to play with numbers is to bring those numbers down to size, to say what they mean per person. So when we hear about the financial stimulus package and we talk about $800 billion or $900 billion, that doesn't mean anything to anybody. A better way of putting it is to say that $800 billion is the same as $2,666 for every person in the US. And that's something that all of the people who live in the US can understand. They know what $2,500 is. It's quite a lot more than most of them spend on Christmas presents.
I was just going to say, I'm asking Todd to get out his checkbook now. Could you just write that check for your part?
Yeah, my $2,300 or my $800 billion.
either would be fine. But making the numbers fit to an individual person means that people have got some chance of making sense of them. We know that bailout package is going to be spent over 2 years, so it's the equivalent of about $1,300 a year for everybody in the US over the next 2 years. Do people think that's a good deal or not? Well, if it turns out to work, if it turns out to keep more people in jobs than would otherwise have been in jobs, if it stops the economy from slowing down, maybe that doesn't sound like quite a horrifyingly large number.
Well, Andrew, I want to ask you about job creation versus job preservation in this stimulus debate. Because one thing that the administration has been saying is that the president's stimulus plan will create or preserve 2 to 3 million jobs or 3.5 million jobs. Well, this create number I understand, but preserve, that means jobs will not be lost that would have been lost. But there's no way to ever prove whether he's right, because the jobs were never lost and you don't know if they had done nothing, if that would have happened. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. And one of the toughest things with all these kinds of numbers is knowing what would have happened if you hadn't done this. So one way of thinking about whether that's a plausible claim is to say, OK, so the stimulus plan is going to be about $400 billion a year extra that wouldn't otherwise have been spent. Is that a big sum or a small sum? Well, total US income for the whole economy is about $14 trillion a year. So the $400 billion is about 3% extra, 3% of money in the economy that wouldn't otherwise have been there. How many people are there in work in the US economy? Well, my guess is there are about 100 million people in work at any one time, maybe more than that. 3% of that is 3 million. So I think that the Obama administration figures sound roughly plausible.
But we'll never ever know.
We'll have no idea. Yeah. It could be that as a result of this stimulus package, people are persuaded that there's really a disaster in the economy. That's why the government administration is seeking to do this bold thing. And that will make them so terrified that they spend much less than they otherwise would have done. And there's no aggregate effect of the stimulus. If the stimulus had not been introduced, people would have thought there wasn't such a big problem and they would have felt more bold and more likely to spend anyway. Or it could be that because of the stimulus, people feel confident that there's a government really in control. And so they trust it and go out and spend even more, and the effect of the stimulus is bigger than the administration is claiming. None of us will ever know.
Oh, Andrew, we're going to leave it there. We know we enjoyed having you and hope you come back.
Thank you very much.
Andrew Gilnot, he is co-author of The Numbers Game. Remember, everyone, numbers are beautiful.